It's like a tsunami of truth. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show.
All right. Looking across the country, you know, one would wonder if the president had spent more time talking about the economy and jobs numbers and pounding the positive message of the economic resurgence in America, if he would have held on to a few more seats in the House. Now, historically speaking, the president did very well. I mean, picking up four or five Senate seats, unheard of, and losing 30 seats in the House, about half of what Obama or Clinton lost in their first midterms, not too bad. And part of that is a resurgence in manufacturing in America. Joining me now, Jeff Ferry, the research director at the Coalition for a Prosperous America. Jeff, welcome to the discussion.
Hello, Steve. Thanks for having me. Nice to be here.
Good to have you here. You're an economist, a financial and technical journalist writer. You've been all over. And the manufacturing in America, it's resurgent. And I think that's really key because we were told by the previous administration that these manufacturing jobs, they were never coming back. It's just not true because here they are, and there's more coming.
I think that's absolutely right, and it wasn't just the previous administration. It was several administrations have been saying that America's only future is in the service economy, and what they didn't realize is that there are some good service jobs in places like New York City, but in general, services jobs are paying half of what manufacturing jobs pay, and that's not a future we want. And what we've seen in the last year is 300,000 additional manufacturing jobs, and I call that a resurgence. I don't call it yet a boom because we're still way below what we had in the 1990s, but it's a very, very impressive resurgence, and it's equally impressive that it's spread across the entire manufacturing sector.
And that's important, you know, and you talk about service jobs, and you talk about the fact that manufacturing jobs pay significantly better. That's important. And if you look at the jobs report from the end of last week, Friday, we have an increase in wages across the country, across the board of 3.1%. That's the first significant increase in a decade. That's also important, isn't it?
It absolutely is. You're absolutely right. Last week's jobs report, 250,000 new jobs in a single month, was yet another 200,000 job month. We've seen a lot of those, and we haven't seen strong wage increase for many years, really. We've seen wages increasing just below inflation, which, of course, means that the average worker's real standard of living is declining a little bit. And as you say, last week, the 3.1% was significantly up from the figures in the low twos that we'd seen previously. So that's a healthy development. We need to see more of that. And, of course, it reflects the fact that unemployment is so low at 3.7%. And that more people are coming back into the labor force. We've been out of the labor force.
Let me ask you this, Jeff. Let me ask you this, Jeff, because this is important. This is important because we keep being told by the left and by his own admission, former President Barack Obama, taking credit for all of this prosperity, saying, well, you know, this is all due to me. This all got started in my administration. And I find it laughable based on the fact that he put his boot on energy production to the best of his ability, blocking it on federal lands, and it survived and flourished in spite of his efforts, that he told us that the new normal was 2% or less growth, that he told us that manufacturing jobs were not coming back, and somehow this president comes in, takes off regulations, injects common sense and confidence into the markets, and everything takes off, and Barack Obama wants to take credit for it. What do you make of that?
I think you're absolutely right. What we've seen here is not just the result of the positive trade policies, but a series of Trump administration policies, which include deregulation, stimulating the energy sector, and also the tax cuts bill, which did a couple of things. It put more money into the economy by cutting taxes. It also gave corporations a new feeling of optimism and a willingness to invest because we cut the corporate tax rate from 35 to 21%. That's a big, big cut. And the left said, well, that's money going to corporations, and that's not exactly true. I mean, like everything, there's a sliver of truth in what everybody says, but the reality is that corporations don't use money. They either spend it or give it to somebody else or use it to create jobs. And they are using it to create jobs because now the amount of profit they can keep and give back to their shareholders is higher, so they're creating jobs with it. So there's a lot of positive things going on in the economy. You know, as an economist, well, I guess what I'd say is you know, as an economist, we had a terrible slump in 2008, 2009, so naturally we get a recovery, and we did get a recovery. As you say, many of the things the left did restrained and restricted that recovery because
right.
The problem with the progressive wing of the Democratic Party is they assume the economy can never grow, and they just want to tax the rich and turn it over to the poor. And that is, even if that works in the short term, in the long term, the voters are going to reject that, and the economy is going to reject that. So it's not a long-term formula for growth. What the Trump administration is doing on the economic side, as you said at the beginning, is a formula for growth, and they should have talked more about that in the midterm elections because not enough people understand.
I agree.
Economic growth is more important than redistribution, we can achieve economic growth.
Redistribution is not what we want. We do. I'm telling you, when people understand redistribution more fully, because we've done such a poor job of educating our young people about the ills of socialism and communism and collectivism, that they think, well, it's a good idea. No, it's a horrid idea. I mean, we have a responsibility to take care of those that can't take care of themselves in a civilized, advanced society, but we do not have a responsibility to take care of those that opt not to take care of themselves. I'll give you the last word, Jeff.
Yes, I agree with you 100%, but the left are in despair. They don't realize that we can help the poor people to help themselves by offering them good jobs, and the way we do that is by fixing trade in this country so our manufacturing jobs don't continue to go to Asia and elsewhere, and we stimulate our economy, and we provide for fair growth, and everybody will enjoy that growth.
Yeah, there you go. Jeff, good conversation. Jeff Ferry, Research Director at the Coalition for a Prosperous America. May you be prosperous today, Jeff.
Thank you very much. Check us out at prosperousamerica.org, and a pleasure speaking to you, Steve.
There you go. Jeff, well done. Still to come today, one of the survivors, Tim Walberg, held on to his congressional district in the 7th congressional district here in Michigan by a fairly comfortable margin. Lost one of his colleagues, though, along the way, Mike Bishop. Quick break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.